Rembrandt, The Biblical Etchings, by Robert O. Davis, Senior Curator, Museum of Church History and Art. Born in 1606 in the Netherlands, Rembrandt van Rijn is regarded as one of the greatest of the old masters. His skill with oils is well known. However, it is in his etchings that we isolate his skills as a master draftsman. Rembrandt's etchings reveal his understanding of the Bible, his faith in God, and his compassion for the human condition. Of his some 1,500 authenticated pieces, one-third are of Bible subjects. Portraying truth became his primary objective. He sought to portray the Scriptures in all their depth, without relying on sectarian traditions. At his death in 1669, an inventory of his holdings was short. It included only one book, his well-worn Dutch Bible. On his easel stood an unfinished painting of a biblical scene, Simeon and the Christ Child in the temple. The church recently acquired 17 of Rembrandt's 70 biblical etchings. Several are shown here. They are now featured together with many other Rembrandt etchings of the Scriptures in an exhibit that will run through the end of December 2005 at the Museum of Church History and Art. To view the current exhibit online, visit www.lds.org/church-history/museum/exhibits/current. All images courtesy of the Museum of Church History and Art, except as noted. On this page, our first image is a self-portrait titled Leaning on a Stone Sill, facsimile signed Rembrandt F. 1639, courtesy of Museum of Art, Brigham Young University. At the bottom of this same page, we have our next etching, which is titled Christ and the Woman of Samaria. See John chapter 4, verses 10 and 14, signed Rembrandt, F. 1658. On the next page, we have an etching titled Christ Ministering. See Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 and 14, unsigned, about 1640 to 1649. On this page, we have four different etchings. The first one is titled Joseph Telling His Dreams. See Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 and 9 through 12. Signed, Rembrandt F., 1638. Underneath this etching, the next one is titled Return of the Prodigal Son. See Luke chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. Signed, Rembrandt F., 1636. On the other side of the page, we have an etching titled Peter and John at the Temple Gate. See Acts chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Signed, Rembrandt F., 1659. Underneath that etching, the next one is titled Judas, Pharisees in the Temple. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. Signed, Rembrandt F., 1648. And the final etching on the final page is titled Presentation in the Temple. See Luke chapter 2, verses 27 and 34. Unsigned, about 1639. End of the section, Rembrandt, The Biblical Etchings, by Robert O. Davis.